It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Megan Lynch. Water rates in St. Louis City set to see a significant hike again.
Rates will be raised 18% twice, once this year, once next year, then 6% over each of the next 3 years, with two smaller increases in 2031 and 2032, according to a new press release from the Water Division. These hikes come not long after the Board of Aldermen raised rates 40% in 2023. President of the Board of Aldermen, Megan Green.
We are in a position where we have to raise rates again in order to make sure that the water department is solvent.
Asked if it is time to finally install water meters across the city so residents pay for what they use instead of their home size, Green says she is told meters would be a very costly infrastructure upgrade. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
St. Louis's Civilian Oversight Board met last night, stripped of its authority to investigate police misconduct with no clear path forward. The state's police board attorney said in February the question of civilian oversight is already settled. Attorney Chris Grayville told the police board,
I do not believe, it is my legal opinion as general counsel, that we can have a citizen review board in the context of the way it was done before, where they reviewed officer cases.
Board member Sierra Simrell has been watching police board meetings on YouTube. She's been tracking how the state board is building its own complaint and discipline process. She told the board last night,
I don't feel like it's a negotiable item that should be taken off of the table for the citizens of St. Louis.
The state board's Budget, Finance, and Audit Committee meets at 2 p.m. today. A 20-year-old St. Louis woman has been charged in connection with a recent Steak and Shake drive-through shooting. It occurred in early April at the Steak and Shake location in the 11,000 block of Bell Fountain Road. Jada Bell now facing charges including first-degree murder of 32-year-old Chauncia Meekins. County police say Bell had a dispute with workers and threw a drink at Meekins through the drive-through window. Meekins was then reported to have thrown a drink back at Bell, who shot Meekins several times. Meekins' visitation set to take place 9 a.m. this morning with a funeral to follow. A food truck owner dead following a shooting at a food truck Sunday in Ferguson. 41-year-old Ronald Milton killed after police say someone in a vehicle opened fire into a crowd near the food truck. Two women also injured in the shooting, which took place around 6:30 Sunday evening. Milton's food truck, the Backyard Barbecue, was parked in a lot off Newhall's Ferry Road. Police don't have a suspect in custody at this time.
It will be condemned probably later on as soon as the drug results are officially sent down to City Hall.
St. Louis Police Major Michael Mueller on the first smoke shop and market at Jefferson and Arsenal, which is boarded up. Following Sunday night's double shooting, two people were injured, one critically.
St. Louis police seized gambling machines, a large quantity of marijuana, chocolate bars with THC, and an AR-15 rifle with a high-capacity magazine. Major Michael Mueller says the building is being condemned because the owner, who had not been located as yet, is not licensed to sell marijuana products.
When you have a high-capacity, a rifle with a high-capacity magazine, you already had a shooting here. You have a park right across the street, families on a Sunday afternoon. It could have went really bad for everybody.
The alderwoman for the area, Alicia Sanier, saw to it that the first smoke shop was boarded up immediately. As to who that owner is, police will not say. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Brownwell says more than 1,000 work zones will be happening in Missouri this construction season. As spring and summer approaches, Missouri drivers headed into one of the busiest seasons the state has ever seen. Chris Brownell is an engineer with Missouri Department of Transportation. He tells MissouriNet construction workers and MoDOT workers are just feet away from traffic.
One thing is the speed differential. That is such a big deal. Speed limit's 55. Some adhere to that, but if some go 70, there's just no time to react. And a lot of times those lanes are maybe a little narrower, so the margin of error is a little tighter.
From the KMOX Business Desk, a pause on KSTK Channel 5 becoming part of Fox 2 and KPLR. A federal judge has blocked Nexstar's $6 billion acquisition of fellow broadcaster Tegna. The preliminary injunction will be in place while the attorneys general of 8 states investigate an antitrust complaint. Nexstar says it will appeal the ruling. The FCC waived a cap that bars companies from owning stations that reach more than 39% of households. The combined company would reach more than 80% of households. The federal judge said stop stopping the deal is in the public interest.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.